Blog Talk Radio.
It is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother On. The platform where we are chatting about the Word, and from the Word, putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk.
This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. We are so delighted to be with you once again here on Chatting from the Word in the Morning, and I am your host, Brother Oscar. And we are here this weekend. We had a chance to go praise the Lord on yesterday. Give him all that love that he's been giving to us all this week. Amen, amen. And Brother Oscar, he's just so excited to be with you this morning and to help you, get that extra in your day so that you can show the world Christ in you. Is that all right if you do that this morning? We hope that it is all right with you, that you put that extra snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk on this morning so that you can show the world Christ in you. The world needs to see Christ. And I believe more Christ will see, the better we are as Christians, okay? The Lord has blessed us all with another wonderful, wonderful day. Yes, he has. I believe this is Monday, December 12th, that the Lord has allowed us to see. On yesterday, this day was not even promised to us, but because of the love he has for us, he allowed us to be here. We're on the top soil and not the soil on top of us. And we're on this side of heaven. He has blessed us all to be here, giving all of us a second chance, another chance to make what's wrong in our lives right and closer with him. And the only thing we can do is tell the Lord to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for giving all of us a second chance to be here and to get it right with the Lord. Amen. And amen. My friend, I don't know about you, but we serve a good God, don't we? And he's just not good some of the time, but he is good all of the time. 24/7. Amen and amen that we serve a good God. Yes, we do. Amen and amen. We serve a good God. I know he's good. Yes, I do. I know he's good because he's good to me. And I know he's good to me. He's good to you and everybody else. Now, some of us, we just don't want to ask. Some of us, we think it's us or me doing it. No, but it's the Lord. It's the Lord that's given all of us this time to be here. Amen and amen. And it's just a blessing. And it's just a blessing to be able to bring this program to you as we do Mondays through Fridays at 9:30. And if you want to call in on the program today, our call-in number is 319-527-6722 to call in and chat with your host here. Our call-in number is 319-527-6722. If you would love to have a chat with Brother Oscar this morning. Now, after 10:30, we're not going to be here. The show is between 9:30 and 10:30. If you want to call in and talk with me, and I'd be so delighted to chat with you. Don't call with nonsense. Now, we ain't taking no call. If I could say call it stupid. We're all about Jesus Christ here, uplifting the name of Christ. Amen. And amen. We want to thank you. You all, if this is your first time listening in, we would love to welcome you to the program. But not just only welcome you to the program, but we want you to know, since you are having your ears on for the very first time, that you are our honored guest, and we want to just thank you for listening in to us here on Chatting from the Word. Thank you, and thank you. Amen. Amen. And we hope that you keep your ears on through the whole program. We hope that you do that. And if you love the program, tell others about us here on Chatting from the Word. Shout it from the mountaintop. Shout it from the rooftop. Tell others about us here on Chatting from the Word. Let them know we're praising the Lord in the morning. Give you that extra snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. So hope it is. All right. Amen. Amen. Now, we hope that you get your contributions in. We do need your financial assistance to keep this fine program going and going. If you believe that Jesus Christ is worth at least $5, and he is, he's worth all of our lives because he gave his life so that we may have salvation. He gave a chance to be obedient to the gospel and be with him through all eternity. So I believe that he's worth more than any price that we can give. So if you want to help us keep Christian programming, especially this program on the air, help us out here on Chatting from the Word. We don't ask that much. At least begin with $5. With $5 at least. And when you can see the proceeds, we do have an account on PayPal. Just pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, Oscar York, 3443, at gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar York, 3443, at gmail.com. Or you can go to Zelle. Go to Zelle. That's Zelle. And again, put in my email address. Oscar York, 3443 at gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar York at 3, Oscar York, 3443 at gmail.com. And if you can do it today, it will be a blessing. Help us out, because we do have bills to pay here on this program. Help us out. Help us out. Please do that. Help. If you can do it today, it will be a blessing. Amen. And amen. Word. And I am your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice on the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the Word and from the Word and putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. We really are proud. Yes, we are. Hey, amen, amen, and amen. It's time for us to have a roll call. It's time for us to have a roll call. When we give you a shout out, your city or state or your country, and love to tell you good morning. Good morning, good morning. Right now, we don't know what state, particularly what state or country are sitting listening. And we just want to tell you this morning, good morning. Good morning, and we appreciate you listening, especially you all that are listening to us live. And we hope that you keep your ears on long enough to hear the whole program. Keep your ears on this morning, and because we appreciate you very, very much. And now it is time for us to do a quick snapshot of the program today. Is that all right? And we'll do a snapshot to allow you to know what you are going to listen to for the next 10 to 15 minutes of your time this morning, because we don't want you to listen to nothing. We want to give you at least something to listen to here on Chatting from the Word. Of course, song which will see glory, hallelujah, sung by Steve Adams. Steve Adams, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I don't know about you, I'll be glad when we can all sing hallelujah and praise the Lord all day, all long. All day long. I guess once we get to heaven, we can't call it day because the time is no end. Amen. Time. Isn't that beautiful to know once we close eyes in death and we die in Jesus Christ, we wake up in him and we're on our way to be with him through all eternity. Amen. And glory, hallelujah song. And, of course, our prayer time. Our prayer time would be, scripture reading would be taken from Psalms before 60 vision. Our scripture reading prayer would be taken from Psalms before 60 vision. And if you have a copy of God's Word and would love to read along with us, we welcome that you do that. We are welcome you to do just that. Again, that is Psalms, the 46th division. And of course, Radio's a cappella will be singing Sweet Hour of Prayer. To get us a move for prayer, we'll be singing Sweet Hour of Prayer. And of course, we are chatting up the Word of God this morning. Yes, we are. And here, of course, we're coming from the first letter that the Brother Paul the Apostle wrote to the Corinthian church. And we're talking here, I believe he wants to change the direction because the Corinthian church, they just went. And here Paul wants to remind them what the Lord's Supper is all about. And many of us today, we don't even know what the Lord's Supper is about. So we hope that we can hit on issues that many of us are having about the Lord's Supper. And we entitle it, Come Together in the Church. When you come together in the church, or when you come together as the church, what should we do? How should our behavior be? How should we react? How should we give remembrance to the Lord? So in this lesson, we're going to try to cover as much as we can today and maybe tomorrow and maybe on the rest of this week that we probably on this subject. Please invite you to chat with me if you have something to add to the subject. And my number is 319-527-6722. We'd love to chat with me and talk with me about the lessons or the chat that we are chatting about. And I said we'll be talking about when you come together in the church, and mainly we're focusing on supper. When should we take it? How should we take it? And all that. So it will do you good if you will keep your ears on long enough to hear this chat. Because many of us, we really don't know. Many of us don't take the Lord's Supper. Many of us take it every once a month, once a year, Easter time and all that. But we're going to today try to miss, if I may use that term, that many of us believe when it comes to the Lord's Supper. And we want to see what God, Jesus Christ, the Lord God has to say when it comes to his own supper, the Lord's Supper this morning. So, my friend, we hope that you keep your ears on long enough to hear that. And, my friend, that was your snap, 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 snap. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to get on board the gospel explosion? The gospel explosion. And if you're ready to get on board the explosion, line up, and have your tickets out. And since you lined up, you can pick them up, get on board the gospel explosion.
Thank you.
Amen and amen. This is our prayer time, and it's one plus that you want us to pray here on Chatting from the Word. You can send them to our email addresses, which is lowercase, oscaryork3443@gmail.com or chattingfromtheword@gmail.com. Or you can put it on any page that's listening to the program through. Or you can call it in. Our call-in number again is 319-527-6722. Again, that is 319-527-6722 if you want us to pray for a prayer request that you have. And, of course, you can put it on Facebook or tell others about your prayer request. You can contact us, too. That'd be a way of doing just that. Again, if you're confidential, that is fine with us here on Chat It From the Word. We do respect your confidentiality, just simply say, Brother Oscar, pray for me and call my name. And I'd be just so delighted and so blessed to do just that. Again, if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, you can use those avenues to get your prayer request to us here on our Word. And, of course, we want to keep in your prayers those that have been requesting prayers, those that have gone through some changes, those that lost loved ones. You've all the Texas parents who lost babies and others who lost mothers and fathers. And, of course, we want to pray for the Russia-Ukraine situation. We want to pray that Mr. Putin cease all the innocent bombings and killings that he's doing. And for those that try to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and of course, pray for your brother here, Brother Oscar. Pray for me as I pray for you. And my friend, if you have a copy of God's Word and you want to read along with us during our prayer time scripture, we'll be reading from Psalms, the 46th division. That is Psalms, the 46th division. And here the psalmist David is saying these words. God is our refuge and strength and very present help in trouble. Therefore would not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling thereof, why? The trees whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that's right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot with the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I would be exalted among the heathen, I be exalted in the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen. And amen. And we will get to know that God is our refuge. He's our strength in troubled times. Are you ready to go before the throne of God? For the throne of our Father and ask, talk with us. Let them know our problems in these stressful times. Uh-huh. Father, we come to you this morning with humble hearts, lifted up to you this morning. Father, first of all, in thanksgiving. Father, thanking you for giving us another wonderful day. A day when yesterday was not even promised, but Father, you allow us to see this day because of your love for us. And Father, we thank you for giving us another of life, a second chance, another chance to make what's wrong in our lives for life. And Father, we thank you for allowing your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to come down from the beauties of heaven, to show us how to love, to show us how to live, and to show us how to connect with you. And take it upon the cross, dying in our place, becoming that our sins may be washed over the gift of our own Father. We thank you so much for him. And Father, we pray for you all the precious parents of all the babies, lovers, lost mothers, and fathers. We pray for the Russian-Ukraine situation. Father, we pray that Mr. Putin is peace all innocent bodies and children. Oh, Father, 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 we pray for the world in which we live. All in heaven in this world, Father. We pray that we as Christians may shine our light bright in the hope that someone may see the error of that way to come to the light of the light of the Spirit, Jesus Christ. And so we pray for those that are sick at this time with the coronavirus, with the flu, and whatever is going on. So we pray that you heal that body. Father, we pray for those that lost loved ones. Father, we pray for the loved ones who lost loved ones' hands to the police. We pray for them. We pray for each family that has a police officer who have given their lives in a line of duty. Father, we pray for their family as well. Father, we pray for all of our political leaders at this time. Father, we pray that they never make laws big enough to work with you, to make laws that we can all live in peace and in harmony. The church wants to give us a home. Father, we pray that you keep on allowing the church to shine his light brightly, leading others to Jesus Christ. And Father, we got prayer for all of our listeners at this time. Father, we pray for all their shortcomings. We pray for all their doubts and fears. Father, we pray that you cast all their shortcomings, all their doubts and fears, and that these before we see what it shall be suffering in the Lord. Oh, Father, we come praying for the poor. Tell them about the praise God. Father, help them that we may say something to help someone that's trying to make heaven their home. And Father, Father, we come praying for those who are young, and those who are going to see something time, and those who are trying to make a difference in the world and come to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Father, as always, keep us encouraged and never discouraged. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen. Amen. We want to thank you for reading our scripture text along with us, for praying along with us. And as always, we hope that we pray for something that is on your mind. All right, all right, all right. We are moving right on. Yes, we are. Hey, hey, this is our second half of the program, and we hope that you still have years on, and we hope that you listen to us this morning here on Chatting from the Word, where we're trying to put the all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christmas. to. We appreciate the opportunity of doing that because we try to encourage you, and I hope you do the same for us. Encourage us, keep this program on the air, and so that we may be able to reach lost souls with Jesus Christ. And we hope that you keep on encouraging us, and you encouraging us too by sending your contributions. If you have not sent in your contributions, do so today. Everything costs nowadays. You can't get over it. All that, you can't do that. Everything costs nowadays. I was telling somebody this morning, things cost. What used to be free isn't free anymore. So we hope that you can help us this morning in keeping this fine program going and going. And if you're wondering what it's in your proceeds, if you have an account on PayPal, just go on and pull up the PayPal web page. And once you have it pulled up, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Now, you may get OscarYork Publishing, and that is us, too. And, of course, you can go to Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, and put, again, put in the email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, 3443@gmail.com. And do it today. At least get $5 so that we can keep this fine program on the air. If you care about Christian programming, we support everything else. If you go and hear your favorite singer, you wouldn't mind spending $100 for a seat. But what about Jesus Christ? What about Jesus Christ? Help us to keep this fine program going. On proclaiming and chatting about the Word of God. We appreciate that very, very much. We usually, at this time, let you know where you can listen to the program. Of course, we are on Amazon. We pull up Amazon podcasts. We should be there. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, iHeartRadio, Podvine, and others. So you can catch us on those podcast stations. And of course, you can always Google us. You can Google Chatting from the Word hosted by Oscar, and you will be able to get the program that way too. And of course, if you want to go back and listen to our old programs, you are able to do that as well. So do that. Do that. Pull us up. Listen to us. Have your ears on. You may be able to give us a listen. And we really appreciate that very, very much. To Chatting from the Word, and I am your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice, the RO platform, where we are chatting about the Word from the Word and putting the all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. And we are so glad and so blessed to be able to do that. That. Amen and amen.
Now here is our host, Brother Oscar, with the chat when we come together in the church.
Amen, amen. It's time for our chat. And I've said many a time, this is one of the best part of the program for me is when we are chatting about the Word of God, because I believe, if you like me, you agree, as I do too, that the Word of God is important, especially if we are trying to make heaven our home. Are you trying to make heaven your home this morning? Well, Brother Oscar, hope that you are. We hope that you are trying to make heaven your home. And you start by doing it down here on earth. Being a part of the kingdom of God here. You can't do it once you 6 feet under and the soil is on top of you. The only time you can do it is when you are on top of the soil. We say that every time. And the Lord has blessed us all. We are on the top soil. We are alive. He has blessed us, giving all of us that's alive a second chance, another chance to walk closer with him. Another chance to study God's word. Another chance to see what we need to do to inherit salvation. Another chance to see what we need to do to walk closer and closer with him as we live down here on this earth. You know, as you look around this country live in, and turn the TV on, listen to what they're teaching, even in the church today. Sometimes we must shake our head and must wonder, where is the word of God? Where is the voice of God? And what God, we're talking about the Lord God. We're talking about Jesus Christ, the one that died on the cross for you and for me. The one that shed his blood so that we may have salvation. That's who we're talking about this morning. We're talking about Jesus Christ and being saved. But let me say this before I go on. Here on Chatting from the Word, we just don't teach, we just don't preach. But what we do here, we chat about the Word of God. We don't want to talk under you, nor do we want to talk over you or around you. But we want to chat with you when it comes to the Word of God. We want to reason with you when it comes to his Word. If that's possible, then I know it's possible. Because if we can reason, and teach them how to roll over, we should be able to reason with one another when it comes to the Word of God. Yes, I recognize many may say most things we argue about is religion and politics. Yes, maybe politics, but not religion when God's Word, when God's will is written on the pages of inspiration. And the only thing we need to do is read it, understand it, and seek his word, and if I may say it like that. But many of us, we use excuses. Brother, I just don't have time. I'm too busy to study God's word. But you know what? It's simple today. You have the internet. Pull a Bible up on the internet. Anywhere you go, you can pull up the Bible. But many of us, we want to use excuses not to study today. Study God's word. I even bring this program on in the morning at 9:30 to help you get better. So do that. Listen to us at 9:30 in the morning so we can help you to teach you on the way of going to heaven when you have so many heresies out there. We're going to teach on that today. You know, I mentioned it. We have so many heresies, errors out there that teaching, false teaching, and it's hard sometimes to really recognize what teachings. Because a lot of them that teaching these heresies, they are so good in their teaching. They will make you believe what they're teaching is in the Bible when it's not even in the Bible. So that's what we want to do today. We want to get into, deep into studying God's word. And again, if you want to call in and let me know what you're thinking on the subject that we are talking about, our call-in number again is 319-527-6722. Again, our call-in number is 319-527-6722. If you would love to have something to say on the subjects that we are chatting about. And, of course, today we're chatting about the subject, when you come together in the church. When you come together To get here, Brother Paul is directing our minds on our, if I may say this, on our worship. And when the church comes together to do just that. And here he's talking about the Lord's Supper. And this is what we want to talk about today, at least begin to talk on the Lord's Supper. Let's read a little bit on what Apostle Paul is saying. Of course, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And let's begin with verse 17. Here, Brother Paul, the apostle, penned this word, these words. Now in this, that I declare unto you. Now let me go. That's 17. I'm right. Now in this, that I declare unto you, I praise you not. Not for the better, but for the worse. First of all, when you come together in the church, underline that, and that's our subject. When you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. But be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. But when you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, everyone taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. To eat and to drink in, or despise ye the church of God, or shame them that have not, what shall I say to you? Till I praise you in this, I praise you not. Paul says, I praise you not. What I want to do, let's go back to verse 17. Talk a little bit about what Paul is talking about here, because many are so confused of what Paul is mentioning. Number one, he's mentioning the Lord's Supper, doesn't he? And he says here, now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not that you come together not for the better, but for the worse. To many of the have a hallelujah time when it comes to the church coming together. They were just having a good time. And I like to say it like that. If I'm wrong, I apologize. But they were coming together having a good time at this feast. Okay? And the Lord's Supper in the beginning was a feast. And we're going to talk about that too. I'll tell you what, turn with me to Luke. We're going to read a little bit of that about the Lord's Supper. And we want to show you in the beginning that it was the feast of the Passover. And the Lord, with this feast, changed it. He constituted his supper for others to be reminded of him. Now let's not forget that, okay? He constituted the Lord's Supper so that we may remember him with the Lord's Supper. But many in the Corinthian church were making a party of it. They were having a good time. But this is what Luke said. We just going to drop down to verse, let me see, to verse 19:22. Here, Dr. Luke says, now the feast of the unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. Now, many of you are, if you was a student of the Old Testament time, and when Moses and the Pharaoh and during the time that Moses went to Pharaoh, go. Well, the Passover was constituted out of that when the curse of the firstborn was dying, and God told them to put blood of the lamb to it on each side post, and when he see the blood, he will pass by you, and then they would eat of the sacrificed lamb and made a meal of it. So that's what we're talking about when we were talking about the Passover. But he took the time to constitute the Lord his supper, a way of remembering him. And let's drop down to verse 19. Let's begin at verse 18. Now, let's say 17. And here, Dr. Luke says, that Jesus says, he said, he took the apex and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. Come in. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, good. We have a Christmas meal coming out on the 15th, this Thursday evening at 4:30.
Okay.
You want it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just
put it down the list. I don't see your name on the list.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, sorry about that, yeah. Manager. Right here. Jesus was constituting his supper. The Lord's Supper. And he said, and he took the cup, gave thanks, and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. I will not drink of this, the cup, the fruit of the vine, until the kingdom of God shall. Now that's an important fact that Jesus says. Listen to him closely here. Jesus says these words again, verse 18, for I say unto you, I will not drink the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And many of you who know about Pentecostal Day, Pentecost, and Pentecost happened on a day that was Passover, that also happened on the first day of the week in Acts 2, Lord came from on high, and that was the beginning of the kingdom of God, or the church of God, or the church of Christ. When we talk about church of God, we're talking about the church of Christ. Now, I don't want many of you getting that all confused and say, well, it's church of God and not church of Christ. It's church of Christ. Christ is one in blood for the church. And the early Christians partake of the Lord's Supper, what Jesus Christ constituted himself. He said, take this bread, take this cup, which is the fruit of the vine, and remembers of me. Now let me finish reading here. In verse 19 he says, And he took bread, gave thanks, break it, gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. And in verse 20, he said, do this in remembrance of me. He's not talking about having a... He wants you doing the Lord's Supper during this time is to remember him and remember what happened, what he did for us on the cross. And she likewise also, because after suffer, say, this cup is the New Testament in my, which is said for you. Now he said, this is the New Testament. And what is the New Testament? Many of us, we all know what a New Testament is. But a testament is not enforced, according to Hebrews, until the testator dies. And this is what Jesus was talking about. He's getting ready in his death, after his death, to bring on me. And this is what he is talking about. Well, which he shared for you. But behold, the head of him that betrayed me is with me on the table. Talking about the one getting ready to betray him. Okay, and truly the Son of Man. We got watching. But we got to leave you with that thought. We're so glad to be able to bring the program to you today. And we're going to finish it tomorrow, okay? Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, thou be thy name. Thy kingdom is here. Thy will is then done. Father, we want to thank you for allowing us to bring this program onto the airways. Father, we want to pray for all of those that listen to us this morning. We pray that you can guide them and strengthen them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Whoa, when we reach that city of the New Jerusalem, whoa, we're going to sing. Gonna rest.